Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Chris and Christina back with Real Life Mentoring Podcast. One of the things that we have been talking about, it's January and some of us lack motivation. We're going to do today's topic is motivation. And so, Chris, tell us about the documentary that spurred on this conversation.
A few weeks ago, I'm perusing through Amazon Prime, and I came across this documentary, and it's called Beyond Weight Loss. I thought, okay, sounds kind of boring, but I pulled it up, and the first few minutes caught my attention. So the overall, I think, creator of this documentary, Keith Klein, he's a certified clinical nutritionist. He talks a lot in this video.
Okay.
But it talked about, the thing that caught my attention, three levels of motivation. So that's what we're talking about today.
Okay, so we're going to give Mr. Keith Klein the
credit.
The kudos, the credit for these different levels. But what we've done then is we've examined these three levels of motivation. And at the end, we want to give you sort of a tool for you to use for yourself, for you to use if somebody you're mentoring, that will really be beneficial. So let's talk about the three levels of motivation. Level one is fear-based motivation. So it gets your attention, but it's not lasting. So what are some examples of fear-based motivation, Chris?
One would be your spouse says to you that you need to stop drinking or whatever it is you're doing that's unhealthy or I'm going to leave you.
Okay. Some fear.
You're motivating me by threatening me, okay?
Yeah, scaring me. Yep.
And you will, many times, will see some results for that person.
Sure. I can think of a couple of teachers I had who used fear-based motivation, but I don't know if they really, gave me long-lasting change.
Do you have an example specifically of the teachers? What did they say or do?
Oh, I'm just thinking back to school days, right, when your teacher goes, that's it, I've had it.
Okay.
There'll be no more talking in class or you all get detention. Well, most of the classmates are going to shape up for a little while.
I bet that really caused you to shape up, right? Because you were such a rule follower.
It did, because I followed the rules.
And I was a rule follower too, but I go, well, okay, I could maybe use a little bit more motivation than that.
Right. But silly example, but it gets the point across of fear-based. What are some other examples of fear-based motivation?
Well, they call it getting written up at work.
Okay.
For doing something wrong or for not accomplishing a task or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, okay, if I don't make this right, I could lose my job, my supervisor won't be happy with me. Mm-hmm. So that's a motivator in itself.
Sure. I think a fear-based motivation, the doctor says, hey, you need to lose 10 pounds because, your heart or for your health, you need to lose 10 pounds.
Only 10 pounds.
Okay, 50 maybe.
Yeah, when I think of a doctor talking to me, he'd say, Yeah, I will say, now this didn't motivate me.
Yeah.
I went to a doctor several years ago because I had an allergy infection or something.
Yeah.
And because of my height and my muscle build.
He said you were obese.
The note said that. He said, on the verge of being obese, I thought, what is wrong with you?
Of course, if you're listening to Mr. Ellidge, he's anything but obese. He's tall and slender, but yeah.
But anyway, muscle weighs more and I'm tall. Anyway, with all that said, that did not motivate me.
Right.
Okay.
I do feel the need to insert a little thing here. These are motivation types for most people. However, there are people that fear-based motivation, they could care less. I think back to, and we've talked numerous times about your mom, but when she was an older person at this point, 79 years old, she'd smoked her entire life, and her doctor gave her an ultimatum. Her doctor was giving her a fear-based level one motivator saying, if you do not stop smoking, you will have a long and difficult death. And that did not faze your mother because the
motivation was
the
not there.
The pleasant whatever of smoking far outweighed the consequences.
That and the addiction.
Sure.
The addiction and the pleasure of it.
Right.
And
so we just preface that these are common motivators, and sometimes if there's addiction involved or dysfunction, whatever, these aren't going to be motivators. But for the most part, these are levels of motivation that help.
And with all respect, we keep this in mind. If someone's dealing with an addiction, it's not enough just to say, you know, you could die if you don't stop that.
Right.
We understand that.
Right. And extend compassion. And yeah. So level one, let's review again. It's fear-based motivation. It's going to get your attention. It might elicit some change for a period of time, but it's not going to be long-lasting. Anything else on that before we jump to level two?
No, the main word that stands out is fear.
Yeah.
We're not meant to live in fear. And so fear will grab its, it'll grab me occasionally in something, but I'll try to push it away.
Yeah. Okay, level two then is feedback-based motivation. So a good example of this would be, I mean, feedback motivation, you're getting feedback, probably positive feedback. So you've been on a diet for 6 months, you show up to an event and somebody says, wow, you're looking quite fetching, or you've lost weight.
Fetching.
Shut it.
I wonder how old this audience is. You look really nice.
Right.
We all enjoy hearing that, right?
Sure. Or on the job, hey, I've really noticed you're really, you know, picking up.
You're really doing your job.
You're really doing your job, or whatever it is. When we get positive feedback, that's a motivator to continue. Any other examples that way?
I can't think of one right now. And it's, there's nothing wrong with it. Feedback, motivation, we should encourage one another, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you'll find out, we'll hit the third one, it's not enough to be long-lasting.
Right. So all of these, level one, level two, they're temporary motivators. They're going to, you know, temporary could be a week or could even be a year or longer, but it's not going to be lasting motivation that affects real change.
I just had this thought.
Yes.
We have three adult daughters now.
Yes.
When they're at home with you, you're saying things. Sometimes you give them a fear-based motivation. You
when
get
they're
your,
home?
Right. You get your...
As adults?
No,
as
not,
children.
I'm sorry. As children, sorry.
Oh, raising our three girls.
Right, when you're raising your children.
I see.
If you don't clean your room, you're grounded, or you're going to not get an allowance, or something's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's fear-based motivation,
sure.
Right?
Right.
The other one, feedback motivation, telling your kids, you can do this, all right?
Yeah.
But at some point, they're going to move out of the home.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want them to base their work, their actions, their choices on what mom and dad say.
Yeah.
Because they're on their own, and it has to come from within, as we're going to talk about.
Right. You don't want them to perform or do or complete tasks waiting for the feedback. And that's what feedback motivation is. I'm going to do this because I get rewarded with feedback.
And
so let's move.
Well, ahead. We don't have time to go into it on this podcast episode, but people pleasing would fit in, I think, these first two.
Yeah, I don't feel good about myself, but when I do this and when I do this for so-and-so, they respond to me, yeah. Well, let's go on to level three, which is intrinsic-based motivation. So just to break down this word intrinsic, definition-wise, it means innate, inborn, comes from within. So this is the lasting kind of motivation. The change, it changes from having to do something to wanting to do it. There's an inner motivator that affects real change. So for me, I resonate so deeply. I'm 56 years old. For years, I have yo-yo dieted or, you know, worked out here and then stopped. It was based on fear or feedback. And 2 years ago, when I started this journey that has now affected real change, I finally had an intrinsic motivator. My motivator was, I want to be healthy and really be an effective mother and grandmother for my children and grandchildren. At the time, didn't even have a grandchild, but I knew I want to live well into my 80s, 90s, however old, and be healthy. Not necessarily be a perfect size 10 or whatever, but be healthy. And so 2 years ago, that was my intrinsic motivator that keeps me to the gym, keeps me out of the cookie jar, keeps me being healthy.
There was no motivation in that area for your husband?
Living long so I can be effective with my husband
for
my children and grandchildren. Yeah.
For years, I've never struggled with my weight until later on, but...
Until you were told obese.
No.
The doctor.
Yeah, almost obese. But I'd work out, go to the gym, and my motivation, I look at this, fear-based. I don't know if it was fear-based.
It was feedback. You just wanted me to say, woo, look at those muscles.
This is long before you, right? You don't want to be the scrawny guy on the beach, as the old story goes. But I'd go to the gym, and my motivation was totally off, but I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would not go for 6 months. I'd go back a couple of times. I thought, man, I can't get fit like you can. Another guy I'd look at. Well, the problem was it wasn't coming from within.
Sure.
I started doing this. I started going to the gym consistently at the age of 37. And many years later, I've been doing it all these years. Something happened, Christina, in my mind, in my heart, I'd say my soul.
There was an intrinsic motivator.
It was. I thought, I'm seeing results. It feels good. Physically, it feels better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel better about myself. Again, I don't get my confidence from my physical so much for the most part. But something changed inside. It has become a lifestyle now. No one has to tell me, Chris, have you been to the gym lately? In fact, I was at the gym yesterday, and two or three of us were up there talking, and this one lady asked the other lady, I have not seen you here in a while. She said, oh, are you taking reports? And we started laughing. I said, wouldn't it be funny if a gym called you and said, look, I see that you've not been here in a while. What's going on?
Right, exactly.
But I don't need that kind of motivation. It's happened within, and it affects, I would say, every area of my life.
Well, let me review the motivation types again, and then let's talk about how that ties into mentoring, ties into relationships, and then a practical application. So level one is that fear-based motivation. We do it because we're afraid of the consequences. Level two is the feedback motivation. We do something, people respond. We like how that feels. Or level three is the intrinsic, the inwardly motivated type of motivation. So let's talk about how this ties into mentoring. So you've heard us talk about in length, the six areas. We are spiritual, physical, relational, emotional, mental, and professional educational beings. And so let's take physical, for example. What you could do, if I'm sitting across the coffee table from a young woman, I could ask her to rate herself in one of the six areas. We just talked right now about physical. And ask her to rate herself with her motivation level. Is she a level one or level two or level three? And then if it's a level one or two, I want her to have a level three because that's when she's going to have lasting change for herself, right? Then we can talk about, okay, you said you're level two. What would it take to get to a level three? And we can go down that journey and talk about some strategies and what would it take for you to be internally motivated to have real change. You could take that with each area because the consequences of not being at a level three, they can be minor. You know, you don't lose the 10 pounds, or they could be quite substantial. Let's talk about the spiritual, Chris. You want to talk about the spiritual?
Well,
the motivation.
I've spiritual. Learned over the years in my relationship with God, God has created us for a real relationship with Him.
Yeah.
It's not about religion. It's not about checking off boxes. An example would be growing up, when I went to what's called Sunday school, you had an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
On the envelope, you had to check off. Did you bring an offering? Did you study your lesson? Did you read your Bible every day? Did you study scripture?
Yeah.
Did you memorize it? Did you tell anybody about your faith? It was a list. And I would lie as a kid on that because I felt bad.
There was some fear-based motivation going on.
You're right. Yeah. I was motivated by fear for the moment.
Yeah.
But once I dropped that envelope off, I was done with it. That did absolutely nothing at all for my relationship with God.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say mine was, it's been my journey. Maybe this is for many of us. I want to spend eternity in heaven. I don't want to go to hell.
Yeah.
We would say, in our faith as Christians, we'd say receiving Jesus opens up the door for eternal life for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I would say early on, I was stirred, my motivation was fear-based,
mm-hmm.
how it was presented to me.
Yeah.
Then it would be like level two motivation. I'm growing in my faith. I went to church, let's say. I felt good about that. Mm-hmm. It was enough at the time. And then I started speaking in church. I started counseling people one-on-one in their faith.
Mm-hmm. And maybe getting feedback. Wow, Chris, you're a good leader.
You're a good leader.
Chris, you seem to be giving yourself away.
And that made me feel, it did help some,
mm-hmm.
but it actually had me thinking I had a stronger relationship with God than I really had.
So what does it look like to have level three motivation spiritually then?
I don't fully know even at this age,
mm-hmm.
but I'm so much further along.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe this. Because of God's grace and mercy,
mm-hmm.
the gift of Jesus He's given us, I don't have to try to measure up for Him to love me and have that relationship with me.
Right, but what's your motivation to have a relationship with Him with that, level three?
That right there.
Mm.
I don't have to do anything per se.
Mm-hmm.
Once I've received His gift, not that I don't want to, I don't have to check those boxes off, Christina, anymore.
Right, so we talk about in level three, the changing from having to do something to wanting. And so with level one or two, you felt like you had to do certain things.
Right.
And now it's a want. I want
to
spend
time. Okay, I see what you're
saying. Right. I want to spend time with God. I do want to give my life away.
I think I understand his character of God more than ever. And I want that connection with him.
Yeah.
I miss it when I don't feel like I have it as strongly.
Mm-hmm.
So would that be intrinsic?
Yeah.
When you have something so good, you go, man, I want this.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to tell me, Chris, have you talked to God today?
Yeah.
I'd say it's none of your business, okay? you don't need to ask me that because I talk to God every day because I want him in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've been changed inside.
There's an internal, intrinsic motivator in you to keep that relationship with God fresh.
It doesn't mean I don't still struggle with other aspects of the motivation. I don't want a friend who wants to be my friend because I have to be.
Right.
Or because I say good things or they say good things to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want a friend through the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well, one of the things that we always want to do is offer you some practical application. But what about you? You could take an inventory in these six areas. Again, you are a spiritual person. You're a physical, relational, emotional, mental, professional, or educational person. And where do you fall in these motivation levels? Take time to look at these areas and go, okay, spiritually, where am I spiritually? Like, do I find myself at a level one, two, or three? And then, how do you want to move forward? What could the steps be? And don't get overwhelmed. Oh my goodness, I'm at a level one. How do I get to a level three? Oh, it's all going to happen. One step at a time. Being aware of where you're at really is helpful.
You first have to understand there are motivational levels.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I think I maybe understood the concept, but having this actually written down in front of me, level one, this is what it means, two and three, it makes total sense to me.
And once you're aware of something, then you know, oh, okay, I need to adjust this in my life, or I need to apply some different rhythms in my life, you know, because we unapologetically say we come from a biblical worldview. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says that God can transform the way we think, renewing our minds so that we act differently. If you're at a motivation level one or two in any of these areas, then that's practical help. Ask God to renew your mind, to change the way you think, to change the way you behave. Yeah. Anything else before we conclude?
Well, concerning mentoring, we've told people before and we still do. If I have to convince you to let me mentor you, it probably won't work so well. The motivation's off. Do you follow me?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I want a mentor. Why? Because I know I need one because Chris said so. No, it ultimately, because I've seen it doesn't continue. It falls to the side. But those guys who realize, okay, I'm not at level three yet,
mm-hmm.
but I know this will be good for me. In fact, what a wonderful goal for a mentor to have, one of the goals for a mentee, is to say, look, no stress, and this is not about trying to force anybody. But let's say you're a level one or two in these particular areas. After a certain amount of time, I would love it if in our conversations and experiences together, you were able to move to a level three.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't need me in your life anymore so much as a mentor,
mm-hmm.
but you still want me because things you're learning.
Good. So motivation, levels, level one, fear-based, level two, feedback-based, level three is really what we're after. That's our goal, that intrinsic-based motivation. Wow, this has been good. Anything else before we close?
I'm motivated to end this podcast. I think it's good.
If this has been helpful to you, as we always say at the end of every podcast, like, subscribe. You can actually go to our Fahrenheit Mentoring website. There's a podcast tab that if you'd like to donate towards the production of this kind of content, please do so. We do want to say that today has been brought to you by Commercial Brick. They have been a family-owned business since 1975, producing quality brick. Find out more information about them, commercialbrick.com. As always, thank you for listening.